kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the anti-Valentine's Day Old Man Wade. Damn. And I'm sitting with my co-host, the Superior, three-date, Super Bowl Gavi.
Yo, I'm actually pro-Valentine's Day.
Fuck Valentine's Day. And we got
to... Who hurt you?
Huh?
Who hurt you?
I want to talk about it.
All right.
Why you got to bring up bullshit?
I'm just saying.
And before we get started, you know the deal, man. And a 3, 2, 1. Yeah, buddy. And we got a special guest in here. Some people call him Dean Winchester.
Oh, snap. No, say Sammy real quick.
But Sam! I call him the sniper. What's really good, Steve?
What's going on?
Yeah. You know what's funny? It's weird hearing people call you Steve.
Oh, I don't like it.
I kind of figured you didn't.
No. Steve is like a 45-year-old divorcee who hasn't stopped chain smoking in about 15 to 25 years. Sorry to any Steves that might be listening.
Steve is one of those names, like, if you see a baby named Steve, you just... It just sounds wrong.
Just give him a cubicle now. Yeah,
baby's name Bob. Like, what the fuck is that all about?
Oh, what's worse? What's the there's one Ethel.
Ethel?
Oh.
A baby Ethel. Named Ethel?
Yeah.
They need to be on AARP or some shit.
Immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Get that baby some new hips.
Some new hips. Oh, you know what? Speaking of hips, apparently people are all up in the, I know sorry, folks, we're super late. We haven't been in a room together because my new job and hobby job and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I miss you, old man.
I miss you too, man.
But I'm just looking at your face.
What are you, fucking dude from Anchorman? I miss your Musk.
I'm pro Valentine's, man. I'm all about love. I saw that movie, The Photograph.
I can't wait to see that, actually.
With the wife.
How was that?
It's like The Black Notebook.
I've never seen a Notebook.
You're just a big ball of hate, aren't you?
I love romantic movies. I love romantic comedies.
You need to watch the fucking Notebook.
No, watch the fucking Notebook. This shit looks trash.
You'd be a man, watch the Notebook, and cry about it.
Dude, I cried at Toy Story 4. I don't need to watch the Notebook to cry.
Oh, you will bawl like a little baby.
I don't want to watch the fucking Notebook.
Steve, did you watch the Notebook?
Yes.
Good.
Now, here's a better question.
Yeah.
Did you watch it purposely, or did you watch it because you were...
No, it was obviously a girl's suggestion.
Yeah.
But then the third time you watched it, it was awful.
I'm not watching Notebook. I'm not watching Notebook. I'm not. And I think specifically, it's the same reason I don't watch the Twilight movies, because I feel like if I watch them, I'm going to enjoy them. I won't be able to live with myself.
No, actually, you might.
Yeah.
It's like the right amount of cheese for you.
Mm.
Yeah. It maybe it is, but I just can't, man. I'm all set.
You don't want your vampire sparkly?
No, the only vampire I acknowledge is Bram Stoker.
Bram Stoker's?
Bram Stoker's Dracula and... not Bela Lugosi. What the fuck is it got? Is it Bela Lugosi?
It's Bela Lugosi.
It's Bela Lugosi. Yeah, the only two
the real old school, like
Nosferatu.
Oh yeah,
the only two vampires I know.
So no love for the Count from Sesame Street.
He's not really a vampire.
He's a vampire.
Not really.
All right, fuck you then.
One fuck you. Oh, but speaking of hips and not lying, why are people all up in arms about Shakira and Jennifer Lopez?
Are people up in arms?
Yes, somebody really got into an argument with me about it. They was like, it wasn't family friendly, because there was a poll there.
What? Like, who is this person?
Somebody on Facebook.
Is it a baby named Ethel? who wishes America was back like it was in the 50s?
Like, no, it was a black dude.
A black dude?
Yeah. He's like, he was watching it with his, watching it with his mother, and then Jennifer Lopez came down on a pole dancing, and he was just like, he was uncomfortable, and like, it wasn't a family show, and I'm like, okay?
Well, did his mother try to like emulate Shakira's moves in front of him? Like,
I don't know.
Because my problem with this, like, obviously, that's an example. I think there's like this weird, super conservative dude that's like suing the NFL because he got a boner watching it or something like that.
Oh, yeah, is suing for his like eternal soul.
Yeah. I don't know. That must have. I missed it. Probably means it was really good. Like,
I mean, when you think about like how weirdly like perverse, kind of like the way the Cowboys cheerleaders are, it's like you have in the Super Bowl, you have these two women like the peak of like their physical like skills,
yeah,
doing like choreography, and the Dallas cheerleaders literally are like rolled out so that like some 45-year-old guy who's been, you know, just like he's like just popping buds watching football can like kind of drool while his wife, who hasn't doesn't speak to him anymore,
yes,
just kind of does her own thing with her serious friend.
Ethel, give me a beer.
I'm only a baby.
Yeah, sorry. I don't give a fuck.
No, but that, I guess that's like the inherent, like, this hypocrisy all over the NFL, right? But that alone, like, is a good example. And but I can't even blame it on the NFL. And what I was trying to say before we got into more of this discussion was, I don't really see the outrage that people are talking about. Like, I see more outrage about the outrage.
So
that makes sense.
So I have a theory about that. So me and Valkyrie were talking about that, and we were discussing. She said the same thing. She doesn't see that there's a lot of people are like, really angry about it. Mm-hmm. And I said, what I think happened was, because they put Jay-Z in charge of the halftime show and a lot of the music that goes on with it. So my theory is
Jay-Z's fault.
Yeah. So once they found out what was going on, and they're like, well, we can't stop them from doing it, because if we stop them, then it's like, Jay-Z's like, well, fuck you guys then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take my money back. I'm going to take all my services back.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, excuse me, you can give you your money back. You can take away my services, and now you're going to look even more racist than you did before.
Okay.
So I assume what they did is they hired around 300 or more people to just be outraged about it and make memes. Not even really be outraged about it, just make memes about people being outraged. So now it's trending.
Yes.
You tag everything in Super Bowl, so now everyone's actually really outraged about it.
Mm.
So I kind of agree that I don't know if there was anyone outraged by what was going on. I feel like the NFL or whoever else is in charge of doing shit like that put the emotion out there for people to get upset.
And I think, and you know, I'm usually not about the conspiracy theories, right? This is usually when we get into the whole, like, me looking at you crazy situation. But I kind of, I think I agree. I think that's a really, if I owned a $1 billion company, right?
Yeah.
And I had those types of resources, I would do something like that. Like, that's easy marketing to show, like, how woke you have become, you know, like. And again, it correlates to the fact that I try to play the Facebook algorithm by having friends that don't necessarily agree with me. So I tend to get some of the more conservative viewpoints on my timeline, right?
Yeah.
And I still didn't see anything about it. I think a lot of, if they were going to be outraged about anything, it would be like the subliminal, like the symbolism in that halftime show.
And
like
that's
the kids in cages. And
that's the reason I think the NFL put those feelers out there.
Because
now you're not talking about the, like you said, the symbolism of the kids in cages.
Mm-hmm.
All you're talking about is Jennifer Lopez pole dancing.
Which is fine. I mean, because with all those memes and stuff, with the people being fake outraged, I got to see a lot of Shakira and J-Lo.
Well, you can Google Shakira and J-Lo.
Yeah, but then, you know, that stuff's usually in my incognito tab, so it doesn't stay in my history, so.
You still? I don't use the incognito tab.
Cause you have no shame.
I don't.
Mm.
I like at all. I don't care.
When I grow up, I'm gonna be like you.
I'm actually looking up. I don't know if you guys Hustle. That's the name of the movie. Hustlers. The movie the Hustlers was. If you haven't seen it, it's fucking incredible.
It's a stripper movie, right? It's like a Showgirls.
I've never seen Showgirls.
You should see that movie at least once in your life.
I've also, oh god, I'm pretty sure both of you guys will look at this. I've never seen Players Club.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You never seen Players Club?
I've never seen Players Club. I've seen a fight from Players Club.
Really?
When they were in like a dressing room, but I've never actually seen Players Club.
So you know about Diamond?
And
her dad with the big ass revolver?
No.
No?
Damn. That means nothing to me.
We're gonna have to watch a lot of movies after this show.
I'm with it.
Alright.
So yeah. Sorry, my wife's texting me.
So after this show, we're going to watch a movie about a timeless love story that crosses generations. And after that, we're just going to watch a movie about ass.
So the first one was The Notebook. And the second one is... Actually, no, I have a movie
The Notebook 2.
The Notebook 2. The Notebook 2. Wait, the dude get his memory...
Notebook 2, Players Club.
The dude get his memories back and come back to life as a zombie?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, it's the wife who had to fuck the memory, right?
I'm not telling you, no spoilers for freaking 20-year-old movie or whatever.
Fuck that movie. Fuck Titanic, too.
Really?
Yeah, fuck that movie.
I'm learning so much about you right
that
now.
That movie sucked. That movie was ass. And then they had the nerve to make Titanic 3D? Fuck you.
Wait, like, that's official?
Yes, there was a Titanic in 3D.
So, James Cameron, he was
a
bummer. So, there seems to be, like, a trend. We're getting off topic like we usually do, but there seems to be, like...
Welcome to the old man
show. He has a pattern, right? Like, he makes a movie that... Because the thing about Titanic was it was a technological, like, wonder at the time, right?
Yes.
And it was a type of movie that we've never seen. It was, it, even though it was 3 hours long, like, it just looked amazing for the time. Mm. But it ages really, really poorly. Like, Avatar, right? Like, Avatar was just...
It sucked then, too.
But, yeah, but could you get past the awesome 3D for the time?
Yes!
Yeah, because I spent 3 minutes thinking about, like, the plot... Lack of characterization.
How much it resembled Fern Gully and Pocahontas.
Yeah. The fact that the word unobtainium was used.
You know what? It was...
At so least... you guys actually pay attention to the movies you watch.
Oh. Yes!
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I can remember porn stars' names and you can't.
That is crazy. That is that wild. That is...
Am I the only person here who remembers porn stars' names?
I mean...
You don't remember them?
No, just like you're... Like, your like, thought process that led, like, you to A to B. It's like, yeah. I pay attention, like...
I forget, you listen to the show, but you've never actually seen the process.
Yes, no, this is great. Like, I'm finding out how the sausage is made. Phrasing.
Never find out how the sausage is made.
Phrasing, boom!
We're editing all that shit out.
No, we're not. We don't edit shit.
That's also how the sausage is made. Mm. No editing process. All right, old man.
So yeah, sorry, wife's texting me. I want to make sure that, like, everything's groovy. Alright, so realistically, we don't really give a shit about the outrage. People are bugging, so fuck them, essentially, right?
That's what we were talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Did you guys know Amber Rose tattooed her forehead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we even bother talking about that?
I mean,
no. Amber Rose tattooed her kids' names on her forehead, she said, because Kobe Bryant, inspired her to live her own life.
You know what, Amber Rose, you slut walk your life the way you want to slut walk your life. You know what I mean? Just do your thing.
Slut walk. Slut walk. I wonder if iTunes would accept slut walk your life.
It won't. Is she still hot?
She's Amber Rose. I mean, like, would you, like, if you were single and she threw it at you, even though she had her kids' names on her forehead, would you stop fucking her?
No, I would not.
All right, then.
I don't.
Damn it, Wade!
Anyway!
Oh, no.
You can leave me on a ledge?
Me? That's all you, bro.
No, nobody? Nothing else?
No.
None of y'all?
I'm hoping to meet Amber Rose one day.
I love
she
Amber!
She definitely listens to the show, so.
I love Amber Rose. And let me tell you, and if she says you say that shit, I'm gonna say yes and I'm gonna duck the right hook.
He's like, let me not. I just had a thought in my head. I'm just gonna. Let that roll, and what else is on the docket, old man?
We have Maya Yim, a half Korean, half a black woman, who every year during Black History Month is told she's not black.
Mm.
What's her name?
Maya Yim.
She's a wrestler or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's way out of my wheelhouse.
I'll show you a picture. But
she's Korean.
Korean and black. Her dad's black, and her mom is Korean.
And every Thanksgiving, she's told she's not black?
Every Black History Month, she's told she's not black.
Is that like a tradition in some households? Call this young lady and say, hey, happy Black History, you're not black.
No, but apparently, like, every year she talks about it. Like, she brings up the fact that she's Blasian. She's black and Asian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Her nickname is actually, she calls herself the Blasian Baddie. Mm-hmm. That's what she does. But every year she's told that, like, she's not black enough. She's not this enough. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. Now, she does, if you look at her, she does look Asian. She is Asian. But she doesn't just embrace her Korean side. She also embraces...
She got black cheekbones.
Yeah. Like, she has black features, if that's not offensive or not. But, but it's just funny that someone can tell you, it's like, oh, well, it's like her father, her biological father is black.
Yeah.
But then, like, how do you tell someone like that they're not black enough? That shit has always befuddled me.
I think people are assholes.
Well, that's also true.
I think you are who you feel you are, if that makes sense. Like, especially if your genes tells you that's what you are. Like, if your dad's black, you live in America, you're a person of color, like... I mean, we tend to separate each other in that type of category, whether we want it or not. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like people want to be the judge and a jury for the way people live their lives, and it's kind of disappointing, and it's caused me to kind of check out of these conversations on social media because I feel like there's no point in even. Trying to add my input to it because people are going to say what they want to say. Like, people are going to say, she's not black. And what can I tell them to convince them otherwise? What can she tell them to convince them otherwise? Like,
she literally posts pictures of her and her dad.
Yeah, and then people be like, well, you know, you're not black enough, or, you know, or whatever. I don't know. Like, you don't look black, so you don't understand, or whatever. Like, it does, she has black cousins and family members and a dad. So, like, even if she didn't necessarily walk around the world with people thinking she was black, which comes with its own, you know, you might walk into an apartment one day and somebody tells you, hey, it's gentrification. You know what I mean?
I'll tell that story. I'll tell that story later.
You know, which is actually a cool thing about being black. But anyways, she might not have experienced certain things because she has that type of privilege, right?
Yeah.
Even black people that are lighter skinned have a certain amount of privilege over black people that have a darker skin. But at the same time, we share a history, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot more similarities and differences. You know what I mean? Like, it's bullshit. I feel for her.
Yeah, Valkyrie talked about this a million times, how people would say, like, her black friends would say she's not black enough for them, and her white friends, her former black friends would be like, you're not black enough, and her former white friends would be like, you're not white enough, so it's like, where the fuck do you fit in, you know what I mean? And it's funny when someone will be like, well, you're not black, you're Cape Verdean, and then she'll be like, you know what Cape Verde is, motherfucker? Like,
where it's located?
For real.
They probably don't.
They don't.
They really don't.
You know what I mean? And it's funny because it takes a quick Google search to, like, find out where it is. But no, people are lazy.
So American geography, not best friends.
Not great.
No. Well, the sniper over here, he's very, I wouldn't call you anti-social media, but you're very, like, hey, it's there and I don't really give a fuck about it.
Yeah, I try to not. I don't have Instagram. I use, like, Twitter to, like, follow brewer releases and, like, kind of keep up to date on how the world's falling apart.
Your TikTok game is pretty good.
You know, it's pretty solid.
It's pretty solid. Yeah.
I think it like creates this like echo chamber of how can I be the most extra in whatever way I've decided like that's my brand. Yeah. Like I'm gonna be provocative and push people to have new ideas. Actually, just being like a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm gonna pick. You know, I'm going to be faux outraged at Super Bowl halftime shows or, I don't know, weird, like, chill, like commercials with, like, a mixed family in it. Like, it's just...
Oh, God, that was so fucking weird.
That was insane. I was literally just like, cute kid, move on.
Yeah, because you don't really give a fuck. It's like, oh, commercial.
Yeah, you're
togetherness.
Just, you're just selling me something. Like, 30 people in a conference room made that because it tested the best. Like, it's not subverting anything.
Where'd you say echo chamber? Like, I think that's one of the most important aspects, I think, of, like, my kind of hatred of social media.
Yeah.
Is, for example, this situation with telling people whether they're black or not, right?
Right.
It comes, I think a lot of people learn that from social media because of the echo chamber. You might have a certain predilection, whatever, right? To be anti anything that's not black or whatever, right? Like, you,
right.
And then... that brings information to you that buttresses that argument, that it reinforces that argument.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then it kind of just, it changes you. It makes you believe the world agrees with you in your opinion of what's black and what's not, or, you know, what commercial should be played or what's not. And it just, it just makes that so much worse. Like it makes our worst instincts, it magnifies our worst instincts, that echo chamber.
Yeah.
And it kind of, well, it's got dark, but anyway, it sucks.
Yeah, it really like it just kind of like debases whoever is experiencing something different than you because you just see the same piece of information, correct or otherwise, like just reiterated over and over again. And so, like, I feel like your brain takes that as like a you see like group X did whatever to your group, right? And, like you see that 500 times, so you think that the event has occurred 500 times as opposed to like the isolated incident that it is. So now you know like you're going on the internet and, like, I don't know, buying tiki torches or some bullshit. Because that's all you hear. Like, it's just, you know, you carefully cultivate this, like, timeline on whatever your preferred social media platform is. And it just, like, builds the kind of worst version of you.
Yeah.
Those people suck. But it's funny, like, I think that is really what it comes down to. It's, like, to what you said just now. It's, like, like social media can sometimes bring out like I guess like the worst in you and whatnot. But what's funny about it is I forget who I was listening to. It might have even been you, Superwoke, who were talking about this, about how people, like the people whose minds you want to change, they're not the ones listening. Like they don't want to listen.
It's not even that they don't want to listen. It's not coming to them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like we were talking about earlier. That echo chamber is created by whatever algorithm runs these social media platforms, right? So people that don't care about, let's say, facts, right? They're not going to get facts on their social media platform because that's not what the algorithm's sending to them. It's only sending them things that they think that they're going to engage with, or things that have money behind it. So on my social media, like I said, I kind of play with the algorithm. I try to have friends with different opinions or whatever, right? So it's a somewhat diverse amount of opinions in Michael Bloomberg commercials, because it's the algorithm sending shit that it thinks I'm interested in and things that people are paying for.
Are you the reason I have Michael Bloomberg on my fucking on Facebook?
Bloomberg's no, Michael Bloomberg's billions. Yeah. The reason why he's on your Facebook, because he's putting a lot of money behind boosting his.
Was him, and then fucking when Fuckboy 45 was running in office, I had Chris Rock, not Chris Rock, Kid Rock fucking promos on Twitter. I'm like, duh. I stay on Twitter specifically because I don't get a lot of ads on my Twitter. I still don't.
Yeah.
But like for some reason, Kid Rock just kept popping up. I'm like, duh. Damn. I reported it as spam.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Rock is definitely
fuck Kid Rock.
Doing his thing.
Fuck Kid Rock. He can suck all the unwanted dicks.
Nah, man. Money buys a lot of shit on social media. Yeah. People, it's hidden. If you don't really have a page that's like business based or anything like that, you don't really understand how posts actually get onto your page. A lot of times people think it's based off of just people liking your shit. It's really not. It's somebody spending money to get an idea into your freaking newsfeed.
I didn't understand that until I understood a little bit when I had the first podcast out, the Remember to Hit Record.
Yeah.
But I didn't really understand it until you started breaking it down to me. And like when I was like, oh, we'll put money into this, you were like,
shh, don't tell people what we're doing.
Okay. well, we're not doing it anymore.
We're not doing it. Yeah,
no. But he was like, let's just wait till we can have a conversation first. You know what I mean? And then when you broke it down, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business. At the end of the day, it's all about money. But that also sucks because at the end of the day, these platforms are where most people are getting their information. Most people are interacting with the world around them. And it's really just a capitalist exercise and how we can manipulate people.
It's a capitalist exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know, man. Get your 10-4 hats on, people. We're going to get deeper into the rabbit hole.
Dude, my 10-4 hat never comes off. Yo, you know that.
You got it surgically installed under your skin.
Dog, I had them peel my wig back.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the tinfoil right on my skull.
Yeah.
And they put it right back on, man.
You get really good FM. Do people still listen to the radio? Is that a thing?
Actually, no, I get good AM, which is fucking weird.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, so like traffic and...
Yeah. And, every so often, I get the BBC.
Really
like,
bad phrasing. Conservative radio host.
Do people realize, like, when people go, like, when they're looking for the BBC?
Fun fact. When I type in BBC on my incognito tab, I always get to BBC website.
Black.com.
Doesn't say history researchers.
Oh, man. I got a good one for you. So I'm not saying the word. I'm trying my best not to say the word. But the C word...
Can I say it for you?
Yeah.
Cunt.
YouTuber tricks right-wing commentator into accepting cunt award.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Fantastic.
Oh, man.
Have you heard about it?
I just saw, like, the video of, like, her accepting it and just, like, the banner he had that very clearly spelled it out.
Campaign to Unite Nation Trophy.
Yeah.
Oh, so beautiful. And she was so, like, just willing to get this praise heaped on her that she had, like, there was no vetting. It was, I wonder, like, these people could have, like, the whole time I'm thinking, like, she could have been kidnapped. Like, if this was, like, she could have been kidnapped and murdered. Like, people are that gullible. Like, just tell them you're going to give them a trophy and they'll
just, like, show right up.
They'll just show up. Yeah. That's,
So I'm looking at the article. It goes, first they created a fake organization called the Cape Town Collective for the Freedom of Speech, knowing that its name would attract Hopkins like bees to honey.
Can we talk about Hopkins and who she is a little bit?
Go ahead.
So, quick refresher on this. What's her full name?
Katie Hopkins.
Katie Hopkins. She's like if Rush Limbaugh had a baby with Hitler. Essentially. She is just horrendous. And she says some of the most vile, racist, xenophobic things. And she couches it under the whole freedom of speech, liberty argument. Which is funny because I think she's from England where, you know.
She is.
I don't think their freedom of speech laws are as strong as they are here in the U.S.
Yeah.
But she gets away with a lot of stuff because she's, you know, a somewhat statuesque, older white woman. And
I wouldn't fuck her with your dick and someone else pushing.
But when I say statuesque, I mean she just seems really tall.
No, not according to this bitch. She looks shortest. Maybe the dude next to her is taller, but
yeah, he's probably like a tall European dude.
Yeah. So apparently, first they created a fake organization called the Cape Town Collective for the Freedom of Speech, knowing that its name would attract Hopkins like bees to honey. Then they emailed her and told her she was a recipient of the award, the Campaign to Unify the Nation Trophy. And they actually made a trophy. With some impression, Ocean Eleven-style heist moves, they got Katie to fly all the way to Prague to accept the award. They even booked a friend on the same flight to take photos of her en route. And there's actually photos of her en route. That's fucking great. She showed up at a fake ceremony dinner, which included a table full of actors from Prague as the rest of the so-called committee and watched as Peters delivered a meta speech praising her. Quote, "We need freedom of speech from politicians to journalists, campaign groups to creatives, YouTubers to you in this room. Without being able to say what we think, without being able to mock other people, we should be able to attack people who we are not free."
Oh, that was, watching that was hilarious. And the thing that's funny is that it sounds like a joke, but that's an argument that these freedom of speech people make. It's like, I should be able to say what I want to say without you being able to say what you want to say about me. Like,
that's not how freedom of speech works.
What the fuck? Whatever.
But it's also the same people who weren't around to call someone a snowflake.
You know what? Snowflakes are complex.
They are.
You know? But it's beautiful.
Oh, fuck Rush Limbaugh. How the fuck did Fuckboy 45 give him a fucking, what award did he give him?
Presidential Medal of Honor.
He got the Presidential Medal of Honor.
Freedom, I think.
Freedom. He's been a cunt for, I was trying so hard not to use that word. He's been a terrible person
for years.
I'm trying not to use the word. Duke, my bad. But he is just, he is one of the worst people in the world.
Damn it, Wade.
All right, 27 minutes in, edit point.
Oh, don't stifle my freedom of speech.
I'm trying not to, man. Oh, man. But she, like, it's just, he is just.
Garbage.
Yeah, man.
They're cut. Both of these people are pretty much cut from the same mold. And it sucks that one person, her honor was pretty much a troll trying to make her look stupid, successfully so.
It's not bad.
And the other person, who happens to be American, in America, he got one of the highest honors that could ever be bestowed on an American.
Bill Russell got that award, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what? Bill Russell should burn his shit. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I think Bill Cosby got that award.
He did. So did Bill Clinton.
So there you go.
So did Bill Clinton. Well, it kind of made sense for Bill Cosby to get it at the time.
Yeah. I always hated Bill Cosby.
Let me say, when
I used to watch The Cosby Show, I didn't hate Bill Cosby, but
I never liked The Cosby Show.
When I got a brain to think for myself.
I loved Rudy.
Fuck that guy.
I loved Olivia, because I was young at the time.
Yeah.
But in terms of The Cosby Show, I loved The Wife.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I think I just didn't like Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Respectability politics, my ass. Fuck
it. But it was always funny that, like, in the 90s, when, like, you know, all these allegations were going on, and then people popped up in, like, the aught-tens, and they were like, oh, did you hear about this? I'm like,
Hannibal Buress, he broke it again.
Yeah, again, that's the point. Yeah. It was like, this is, like, someone said to him, I'm like, this has been going on since the 90s. What are you guys talking about? He's been a fucktard since the fucking 90s.
And people's like, oh, you're going after a successful black man, but he don't even like you.
Well, if he's a successful black man, would stop doing fuckboy shit. Like, dog, stop raping. Don't be that person.
You know?
Stop being fucking sexually abusive to fucking women.
But even without the rape, he'd be a douchebag. Just gonna say that.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I understand to pull your pants up, but it's just like, there are certain things where it's just like, if it's not something that's life-affecting, keep some things within the community, you know.
But it wasn't even about the pull your pants up thing. Fine, say that. Be an old guy, whatever, right?
I take it.
But it's also was like, if you pull your pants up, life is gonna be much better for you. No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, Bill Cosby.
No, life will not be okay for me right after that.
No.
Fuck you.
No, not everybody can just pop a Quaalude and just, you know, pretend like nothing happened.
So, dude.
Sorry. Was that too soon?
Do I need to edit that? Should I edit that?
Nah.
You don't care.
I don't give a shit.
What was my favorite hobby phrase? Do you want me to say it again because it's true?
Do you? Shit.
No, I don't. No, I do not want you to say it again.
All right.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Come at me.
We ain't never make money off this shit. Yeah, I will make 1,000 episodes and I don't give a fuck if we never make any money off this shit because this is fucking great.
Love it.
Oh, man.
So what else is in the docket on, man?
We got Terry Crews comments and apologizes for his fuckboyness.
Yeah, what the fuck was that all about?
Hold on. I actually have the links up there. I've been trying to be official. Terry Crews apologized to Gabrielle Union on Friday, which is a while ago, for not taking into consideration her experience on America's Got Talent when he commented on her allegations of racism on set. He said, "I want you to know that it was never my intention to invalidate your experience, but that is what I did," Crews tweeted. "I apologize. You have been through a lot in this business, and with that, I empathize with the struggle towards fairness and equality in the workplace." He also tweeted, "I hear you, I respect you, and I understand you. I am sorry." I'm laughing at you. You just kind of like threw your hands up like, fuck this guy.
I just burped.
Oh, okay. Crews said Union is a role model to the entire black community, and that in his desire to be professionally neutral, he should have, at the very least, understood she just needed his support.
All right. Because, so, a little backstory. Gabrielle Union, she was fired.
From America's Got Talent.
From America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And she says it was because she complained about troubling, toxic, racist behavior or sexist behavior, or both or whatever.
It was both.
The
trifecta.
The trifecta of just, you know, horrible shit.
Yeah.
And Terry Crews, I believe, in response to that, said that he never experienced that on there or something like that. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just like, yo,
he said some really fuckboy shit.
Yeah.
I'm actually finding the quote now. But this is, so I understand what he was trying to say just now, the apology. But
that's
it
a lot
was,
of words, man.
But what he said after that proved to me that he doesn't mean this apology. There's only one woman on earth that I have to please. Her name is Rebecca.
That was bad.
Not my mother, not my sister, not my daughters or co-workers.
Who's Rebecca?
His wife.
Oh, okay.
I will not, I will let their, and so she goes, not my mother, not my sister, not my daughters or co-workers. I will let their husband slash boyfriend slash partners take care of them.
Toxic.
Rebecca gives me wings. This is where it really gets fucked up. He goes, I'm trying to find the exact quote because he said some really nasty shit. And he goes, if I'm a pig, and I'm a pig, you're a chicken. Just because you give me eggs doesn't necessarily mean I have to give you bacon.
That makes a lot of sense. It does not make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Is that like a well-known like thing that occurs where
he was trying to say that just because you supported me doesn't necessarily mean I have to support you.
I mean, he's right.
He is.
I mean,
but
his example's terrible because a chicken can give you eggs. Just kind of as is, but a pig needs to die.
Yeah.
So, this probably fits our higher criteria for the acceptance of any kind of black woman's struggle. So maybe he's telling us the truth there.
He uses a lot of words to express
to say nothing.
Yeah,
like he uses a lot of words to say absolutely nothing.
I think he's overcompensating for all his muscles.
Don't get me. I have a lot of opinions on him. Yeah. I think he's full of shit.
Really?
I think he's full of shit from start to finish. I think Terry Crews is full of shit.
I'm lost, right? So the outrage is based on the fact that he said that he did not experience those things.
No, he basically said that Gabriel Union did not experience them.
Okay, whatever.
And basically was like defending. So, okay, I'll give you an example. If someone comes to me and says, yo, Super Woke said this.
Mm-hmm. I probably did.
My exact words would be, I don't know him to be that person.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know if you said something mistakenly or not, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to diminish what someone said their experience was.
Yeah.
But my response is always going to be, I don't know him to be that person.
Did somebody ask him that question?
I don't know.
Did he just volunteer? Like, oh, she's bullshitting? Like, I don't
know. Who knows? It could be, you know what's funny?
And who was outraged?
Gabriel Union was a little pissed off about that.
I get that. I get her being, okay.
Right. And I was a little pissed off because it's like, dog, if you feel a certain way about it, there are other ways to go about it. Mm. Like, if it was me, like I said, I would go, I would say to them, like, let's say Joe Smith did something fucked up to Gabriel Union.
Yeah.
And they asked me my comments about it. I was like, I've never known Joe Smith to be that person.
Joe Smith sounds like a douchebag.
He does. Yeah. He used to play in the NBA. Yeah. Joe Smith was an NBA player named Joe Smith. Mm. You probably remember Joe Smith. He used to play for the Golden State Warriors for a little while.
My head is just like filling in with Josh Smith. And that's just a whole different visual.
So, and I'd be like, I don't know Joe Smith to be that person, but who am I to say that Gabriel Union didn't have this experience?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Why did he feel the need to say anything?
Who knows, man? Like,
it had nothing to do with it.
Who knows, man? Like, it could be a million and one things, man. He could have been high. He could have been drunk. He could have been feeling himself a little bit. He could have thought that what he was saying was right. Mm. He could have, like, just been caping up for his gig or a future or something like that. There are a million and one reasons for people to say and do the things they do.
That's what he seemed. And this is, I kind of agree. I more than kind of agree with you when it comes to, like, not really feeling him. He does seem like that black person that would do anything to kind of like be accepted by, you know.
Tell me I'm pretty.
Yeah, like, am I dancing good enough for you?
Oh shit, I never thought about that.
Right, like,
how my titties moving?
Yeah, look, like,
they jiggling.
Literally dancing for the job. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
like,
fuck yeah.
Have some self respect.
Never thought about that.
And Gabriel Union, she's pretty woke, man.
And you know what I love about her? She's gotten to the point where, like, her husband Dwayne Wade supports the shit out of her.
Yeah.
She's made her money.
She's good.
He's made his money. They love their kids.
Yeah, so it's like, such good. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically like, the fuck are you gonna tell me?
And that's and part of my other side, like the other side of this, some of the confusion's coming from. Like, I don't like Gabriel Union and Dwayne Wade. Like, why would they even care? Like fuck you. Like, fuck you, Terry Crews. You muscle mound asshole. Like, I don't know. Like,
oh, you a big dude with a lot of muscle mass. But no, man, but I it's one of those things. Actually, this is a good segue to the conversation me and you had, Sniper, earlier about kind of checking yourself when you realize that some of the things that you're saying aren't really acceptable until, like, someone close to you goes, hey, you think it means this.
Right.
But it actually means this.
Yeah.
Because I was actually asking if you're lovely and wonderful and great wife was, I was asking if she
almost 6 months.
Oh, fiance.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're discussing and we were asking, like, how much she had an effect on your life in terms of, like, kind of like checking your, like, male privilege and, like, not realizing that sometimes you say some things that are kind of like, I don't know if toxic's the word, but inappropriate, I think, might be the better word for it.
Yeah, there's a different kind of, like, weight to where if I'm, like, speaking to her as, like, a woman, it's different than if I'm speaking to you, just like guy to guy, and like the different kind of like assumptions I'm making during that conversation, and like potentially me just the simple fact of like being dismissive, or you know, I'm prioritizing what I've been taught is more important because, you know, we feel like male over female, you know, and yeah,
Yeah. But and I talk about it. You said, like, actually said your sister had a big impact on that as well. It was funny. It was like your 17-year-old sister had more insight on things. But I think it's because she's in the culture. Like, you know what I mean?
Your 17-year-olds are smart now.
Oh, they're like, terrifying.
Like, we were shit at 17.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you didn't want to know 17-year-old Mark.
Oh, no.
But these 17-year-olds.
Fuck you! No.
I was thinking about myself, and I was like, oh, shit, I think Mark did.
These 17-year-olds are out here fighting for climate change and shit. We were fucking trying to figure out how to print the best porn from our slow-ass internet.
I didn't really get into porn until, like, way after that. I was just I was just trying to hope that one girl I was fucking didn't know the other girl. That was a giant piece of shit.
Yeah, it's just a little weirdo, but I was probably just downloading, like, mixtapes off datpiff.com.
God. I'm just picturing the fact that you said Dat Piff and you were 17. I'm like,
how old are you?
29.
Yeah.
So like, I was like mid to end of high school.
Okay. I was already in college during the Dat Piff days.
Oh, okay.
The good old soul tape. But yeah, saying, like, how did you react the first time you heard something like that though?
God, I think like to kind of show how bad, like, how we're trained. Like, I think I got, like, mad. But it was that, like, directionless thing, right? Like, I wasn't mad at her. I wasn't, like, I was just, like, kind of angry. And then I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then I got really kind of, like, nervous about, like, kind of sad that, like, how many hundreds of, like, people had I spoken to like that? Mm. How many, like, dozens of women that have built me up have I been dismissive of? Because I don't know, because I've been trained solely, like, just to look at what I'm thinking. Like, right? It's like, my goal is the end game.
Yeah.
And, like, not thinking about the fact that, like, all of our actions have effects on, like, other people.
And that seems like the traditional manly approach at life. Like, you need to attack your goal. You know, like, get it done.
At all costs, no matter what it takes. Kind of thing. And then... Yeah, I feel like, you know, I was going to say M'lady, and then I kind of grew a neck beard at the same time.
put the fedora away!
My fantastically complimentary half kind of just, like, took the time and had the patience to kind of be like, all right, this is, like, when you act like this, mm-hmm. you're making, you know, me less, or you're making this person less, and, like, I feel like I've been infinitely happier, you know, the last, like, 8 years with it, like, I've been a better person, like... And you kind of, like, see...
growth in yourself.
And it's like systemic. Like, no one really kind of wants to be that guy. Like, we're all fucking miserable the entire time we're doing it, right? Like...
yeah. You would hope was the case for most people, but I went through a similar journey. Like, that opportunity to, like, self-reflect and mm-hmm. to become accountable for your actions and realize that you have an effect on somebody mm-hmm. that you care about. In that way, it's life changing.
Yeah,
I agree with you, but I think that we need to realize that a lot of people won't have that opportunity.
Yeah,
like, where would we be without our better halves? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, like,
would we have that type of growth? You know, would we be those people on? Would we be going to Florida to that? You know, that. How to make a woman better.
Oh, God.
Right? Christ. Like, you know, that skill
no,
shit.
I don't think we'd be going there.
Yeah, right. But I'm just saying, like, you just never know what kind of twist and turn your life would be. Like, you know, without you, we are the accumulation of our history and our life and everybody that we've come in contact with, right? And again, going back to social media, you see a lot of just damaged and toxic dudes out there that have no idea that their own actions are just making shit worse for everybody around them, including mm-hmm. themselves.
But I also think, like, like, my best friend Black Rabbit.
BlackRabbit.com!
We talk about that all the time and, like, how, like, we've grown as, like, people, like, you know, and one of the things that I know both me and him struggle with are pronouns. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that, like, a lot of people, who have switched genders or going through gender transitions, if you're giving an effort and you're trying to learn, a lot of them are accepting about it. But it's like, I feel bad that, like, I don't know these off right at the top of my head. Like, you know what I mean? And I fuck up a lot of times because it's like, and I immediately, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. And like, you know what I mean? But because everyone in this room is somewhat of compassion, we want to learn.
You don't know me, nigga.
Jesus Christ, man. So, but it's funny because everyone in here is like, all our significant others, like, Valkyrie still teaches me stuff all the time. Like, sometimes I'll say something and she'll go, well, no, you're not really getting it. And she's right. I don't get it because I'm not a woman. I'm not a woman of color. Like, you know what I mean? So she breaks a lot of these things down and, like, I was like, all right, so I learned. It's another reason why I bring Amanda in here all the time because, like, she's a dark-skinned Afro-Latinx woman. I'm just learning that.
Shit, you're woke to me. I don't use that term.
So, like,
and I am that.
And, like, for me, it helps because, like, it allows me to be more, not just accepting, but to be more correct with the things that I say. And, like, realize that, like, saying locks forever, not locks, saying dreads for so long wasn't appropriate.
And then, did not know that.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Dreads was a term coined by colonizers because they thought they were dreadful. Oof. Yeah. Yeah, and so that's why they're locks. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but I think that sometimes we can go into this kind of... I think if you have good intentions, right? And you're willing to be accountable for your own mistakes, and you don't get super defensive when people call you on whatever mistakes or bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to be so I guess, afraid of making these mistakes. Like,
I agree. Like, I couldn't agree more.
Like, transgendered people. Like, I'm happy that I've had the opportunity to interact with a whole bunch of people that are transgendered. Or gender fluid, all across the spectrum. Beyond that, like, religious spectrum, like Wiccans and all type. Like, I've met all these people. Just, you know, I went to school in friggin' Somerville. It's like, it's a whole pool of, they're all white, but, you know. But you learn a lot. Like, the first meeting I had in that area, they had you write on a cue card, like, how do you want, what pronoun, what's your choice of pronoun? I was like, the fuck?
Yep.
I don't know what that, so I asked, like, what do you want me to say? And they told me, because they understood that I wasn't saying it out of any type of anger, and I learned that you can really just, you can be honest with yourself, right, and ask these questions, right? Like, you can go, like, how do you want to be referred to? What pronoun do you want to use? Are you transgender, right? There's certain questions you shouldn't ask, like, about their anatomy and stuff like that.
But, are you a girl or a boy?
Yeah, like, you know, like, no, but you can. I think for most people, again, you got to, and another thing you need to understand that people, use transgender people for an example. Like, a lot of them grew up in a traumatic life experience.
Yes.
Because the world is hostile to them, just like the world is hostile to a whole bunch of other people that are different.
Yep.
So we take that into account. Some people might be more defensive than others. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, man, like, you're not going to learn anything if you don't ask. You're not going to learn anything if you're not brave enough to just, like, just go for it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's how I live my life, man.
Yeah. Well, because, like, in my office, like, I work a boring cubicle job. Yeah. And, like, there was a push to start people putting their pronouns in their email signature. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, all right, what is this, like... I know, like, our office is small. I'm like, we're all pretty much cis heteronormative, like, very.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, right, but we're sending these out to other people. Uh-huh. And so what we're doing is we're making this normal. So if someone who is scared and is trying to get the, like, God, these people are very brave, like, to get comfortable enough to say, like, no, like, this is my truth.
Yeah.
But if the rest of us are like, no, we're gonna get the water ready, like, it's just, you come in.
You're getting the infrastructure set up.
Like, this is set up. Like, I'm a he, him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a she, her. You're a they, them. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's there. This is normal. Like, not normal. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all going to do this together.
But I think just in that statement alone, realizing that, like, you say something and it's something that you kind of have to get away from.
Oh, yeah.
Is a good example of that. Yep. Like, you know what I mean? So, and it's funny because to me, like, normal still sounds like the proper thing because in my mind, if someone transitions from male to female or female to male,
yep,
you be what makes you feel normal.
Yep.
But to someone else, that may not be the right word to use. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's incredibly difficult to find the right things to say.
Uh-huh.
But I think, I feel, and again, I could be wrong, and if someone hears this and I'm wrong, feel free to reach out to me. But, like, do your best to really just make the effort. Like, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And be genuine about it. It's one thing if someone's making the effort and they don't really give a shit. It's another to, like, really make the effort and actually give a shit. Mm-hmm. Actually care that you're trying to make sure that the person you're talking to is comfortable. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they know that, like, hey, I like you, I love you, I respect you, or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think so. That's important. But you don't gotta love everybody.
No. Some people, regardless, as an example.
Yeah, some people are just assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. I think both are correct, right?
Yes.
You should be genuine as you can be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But sometimes being genuine means that you, and if you don't really like somebody for something else, like, you just don't give a shit about them, right?
Yeah.
But that, I think that's where, like, something that your job is doing, trying to set up ways, like, trying to be proactive about these conversations, right?
Yeah.
Making it part of the regular conversation, part of the infrastructure. It gives everybody a chance to join in to be part of the group
mm-hmm.
without feeling I won't say different because we're different.
Yeah.
But at least they're not feeling like an outsider.
Yes, yeah, right? the world isn't changing because you're being open about how you feel.
Yeah.
We're trying to do this little thing so you can just kind of slide in and we'll take care of you the way we should be. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're a human. Yep. And you have something to contribute. And it sucks that society has not caught up, right?
Yeah.
To who you are, the person you are, right? Because society sucks and it's racist and sexist and genderist or whatever that term is, right? But one day we will catch up and there's going to be a whole new set of shit that we're going to be really wrong about.
Right? Yeah, I'm almost 100% sure that, like, this stuff that, like...
It's terrifying 17-year-olds are figuring out.
Oh, they're gonna fucking hate us.
You think Lily would come on?
Yeah.
I love that.
She's incredible at explaining, the issues that are there that, like, my privileged ass has never thought of. But also explaining how to be, like, how allyship works.
Yes.
Unlike, you know, like, my sister was, like, 16 trying to teach a bunch of, like, super conservative kids, like, how just, like, the basics of, like, queer relationships. And that exists.
That's the thing.
You know? And then so, like, yeah, that it's like, no, this is just as normal as the fact that, like, you think she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these kids are kids. Let them be kids.
Which is hysterical to me because realistically, it's like, I've never really understood, like, in my adulthood, and even when I was younger, I think I really felt in my heart of hearts that, like, why does it matter who you love, you know what I mean? But, like, as an adult, you're like, why do you care, man? Like, just...
Yeah.
If you feel that, like, you love someone and they love you back, then why is it any different from me loving my wife, man?
Because, like, Jesus, man. Come on. Get it together, old man.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Fuck Jesus.
The problem is he's very often misquoted.
Yeah.
it's like these Bible thumpers are never quoting the New Testament.
Yes!
Like, no, we're going to go to the old book.
Yeah. The old
the grumpy book. God hasn't chilled out after having a kid yet.
The grumpy, the grumpy God book?
Yeah. We're going to ignore
God hasn't bought his minivan.
Yeah, we're going to ignore the fact that I'm not supposed to be wearing mixed fibers for, like, clothing.
Yo,
or that I don't have, like, a shack that my lady's supposed to live in when she's, like, menstruating.
I mean, none of us are part of the 12 tribes, so we're all pretty much, like...
Oh, yeah, I'm not...
Wait,
I'm not,
the,
like,
what?
The 12 tribes of Judah?
Or Judah?
Judah, I think. Something else.
The fuck is that?
Like, the
original, chosen people.
Like, Jewish people.
Yeah.
Like, Old Testament
stuff. So, yo, this comedian said that, this comedian Sam Damaris said that they should start doing gospel music, but do all Old Testament and make it like metal.
Sure. The Old Testament's the most metal of testaments.
I would listen to the shit out of Pillars of Salt.
Jesus.
And he has to use it. He goes,
oh, really?
He goes, River of Blood, Pillar of Salt.
I would actually watch a porno called Sodom and Gomorrah.
All right, and this has been the Old Man Wade Show. Yo, I want to thank the sniper for doing this, man. I knew you'd be great at this, man. I had no doubt in my mind, man. Oh, man. Do you want to tell everyone they can find you, or they can pretty much go fuck themselves and you don't really give a fuck if they follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, log off social media, kids. go outside, read a book. Old Man Yells at Cloud.
But just go back to oldmanway.com on occasion.
Oldmanway.com.
And the Old Man Wade Facebook page.
Oldmanway.com. The articles are back up, man.
Yeah.
Good news, everyone.
Oldmanwade.com is back up. We put out 4 articles last week.
Yeah, let's get it.
So we have Know Your Sci-Fi with Benjamin Sisko.
Yes.
Nice. We have X-Men Fantastic Four number 1. The X-Men dabble in kidnapping.
Yep.
From Timid Teen to Red Queen, the evolution of Kitty Pryde. Mm-hmm. And we have Raising Toxicity, Boys Will Be Boys.
Good article.
That was great.
Thank you. But yeah, make sure you check all those out. Slade Ham said he wants to come back on the show to talk Star Trek and Star Wars with you.
Oh, we're doing it.
But I can't fucking wait to talk about that. Super Bowl, where can they find you?
You can find me, some of my posts on the Old Man Wade Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find me on Let's Shit Record. I'm going to try to be more active on Twitter. Let's Shit Record at Let's Shit Record. Twitter.
LETSHIT record. RECORD. And I'm shocked you're not on Twitter more because of like how you speak, how you talk, and like how like you're more than happy to interact with people who are like, you know what I mean, who have different political views. I'm actually shocked you're not on Twitter more.
I feel like it's a commitment.
Plus there's naked people on there too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
There's a lot of naked people on Twitter.
I'll be more active.
You can find me at oldmanwadecom, OldManWadeCom on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us on The Old Man Wade Show on the Facebook page. That's actually the more fun one.
Yeah.
We're not PG. We're probably more... Would you go rated R?
I think. We'll be rated... Yeah, they will rate us R, but like a soft R.
We're a soft R.
We're soft R.
We're like Big Trouble Little China now.
Yeah. You know, we're like PG-13 in the mid-90s.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, just like one fuck word for every, like, 50 words or something like that.
Yeah, we're pretty much good on that. Don't forget that it's oldmanwade.com. Also, don't forget to check us on blackrabbit.com.
Blackrabbit.com!
Oh, and you can find CCBN, which we'll be recording later on. Hopefully, Black Rabbit himself will come on so we can talk a bunch of shit. Because, yes, he hasn't been on the show, which is fucking weird. That it's his show powered by him.
He's the boss.
Yeah, and, like, he's the J. Jonah Jameson. He hasn't been on the show yet, which is fucking weird to me. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. Do we have any parting words from any of you fuckers?
Leave Dwayne Wade's daughter alone. He's a great father.
Damn it, Wade!